Our grain markets have been reacting to some drier than normal weather conditions. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Over the course of the last couple of days, we have seen the corn and soybean markets up and down. Greg Hansen is with Hansen Agri Commodities based out of Walnut Grove, Minnesota. We talked about the last week's WASD report. He said it traded real quickly and then he felt it was shrugged off.
When I watched the markets after the report came out, it felt like within 5 minutes we were done trading the report. It kind of settled down and then we kind of rallied late in the day. I think some of it, that rally late Friday, was just concern about crop size shrinking in the east. So it felt overdone to me to begin with. So I think today is just a little bit of that correction. Plus, you know, with the heat and the dry down in the east, we're definitely seeing some corn get pushed. And so I think there's some weekend harvest pressure being put in here a little bit.
And that is what we are watching. Very dry weather conditions now in the eastern Corn Belt. Drew Lerner is with World Weather based out of Kansas City.
Yes, it is. We're really running very short in top and subsoil moisture right now from the central part of Illinois and parts of central Missouri. Straight southward through the northern and central parts of the Delta, the western two-thirds of the Tennessee River Basin, and then we're running a little bit better in a few spots in Kentucky, Indiana, and Ohio, but it's still pretty darn dry. And of course, it's getting late enough in the year now that that's probably going to have less and less impact, but boy, when you turn around and look at the last 30 days, the percent of normal precipitation in most of those areas I just described is less than 25% of normal.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Lundberg.